Well, we're going to try something a little different this evening. This is the news, according to me. Well, good evening. It is Monday evening, June 27th, about 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'm very tired, so I'm getting ready to go to sleep. However, earlier today, on my way here, I was driving this morning, and I came up with this idea that I might try to do a podcast while I was driving. So, and the sound quality actually turned out much better than what I had expected. I was wearing my AirPods driving down the road at ridiculous speeds, and I thought I'll give it a try. So, this is what I've done. I've created a podcast that I'm going to let you hear in its entirety. Now, one of the things I said in the podcast was that later tonight I'd be doing a podcast and talking about the speech that Biden made. That's not going to happen. I just realized today that I don't have to go in very early tomorrow morning, on Tuesday morning. So I'm going to be taking the time tomorrow morning to actually do a regular, fairly early podcast. Depends on how soon I can get to sleep here. Probably getting up early and doing a podcast after my workout. So it'll be decently early. And I will play the speech that Biden did, and I will analyze that, because I'll explain more about that as you hear the podcast from this morning. But once again, thanks for being with me, and thanks for listening. Regardless of all that, it's about a 40-minute show, so we're going to put that out here this evening and probably try to post that. So hopefully that all goes well if the internet holds up here in the hotel I'm in. So once again, thanks for listening, and here's the podcast from this morning, Monday morning. Early morning for you.
Well, good morning. It is morning, and it's the news, according to me, I guess. There's no intro music this morning. Try something a little different this morning. I am driving in a car, and I'm talking as I'm driving. So I'm going to share some thoughts with you. I do have a cup, though. I have a cup with chai and creamer in it. So as I'm driving along in the car, I am going to be talking and seeing how this goes. You may never hear this because I might never play it. I don't know. The plan is to drop this into a file later today, possibly. We'll see how this goes. I may upload it this morning. So much big news over the weekend, especially with the news that happened on Friday and everything that was going on there. As suspected, of course, everybody probably knows by now, the Supreme Court basically nullified Roe versus Wade. They rolled it back, which means that the states now have the rights that they were supposed to have, the authority that they were supposed to have. And we'll talk about that over the whole abortion issue. There's some other things that are happening, and I've got some audio that I've recorded over the weekend, especially Joe Biden's response to what the SCOTUS did. And I think that it's worth talking about because it kind of epitomizes everything within his speech, pretty much lays out all the stuff that needs to be laid out. So it's become it's just interesting. Everything that's happened as the speech went on, I realized that he addresses so many different issues within that speech that really just need to all of the points that he made need to be addressed, and I think that's where. Typically, when Biden says something, just look at what he said about women. Just as an example, he said, there's not one thing that a man can do that a woman can't do as good or better. Not one thing. Those are his words. Not one thing. Well, he threw an explorative in there, of course, because, you know, he's Johnny, pure as the driven snow. He's Johnny Wonderful. JoJo, wonderful man. But, you know, Trump is the mean guy who talks about going out behind people, behind the barn and punch them in the face and beat somebody up under the bleachers, whatever. Those are all Joe's things. Talking about punching people and challenging them. Again, hypocrisy is lost on the meaning of the word is not, it's irrelevant when it comes to the left. There's one particular channel on YouTube. It's Liberal Hive Mind. And he actually in his intro, he says, "I'm here to expose the hypocrisy, the blatant hypocrisy on the left." Well, that's not hard to do. That's everything they do is hypocrisy. But one of the things, I'm going to get in with this to the speech a little bit later. But first of all, I want to talk a little bit more about what's in my cup. I have a cup this morning. It is actually a Yeti cup. I have a lot of Yeti stuff. They tend to have good quality stuff, though, I have noticed. It's interesting how somebody can make a knockoff cup that looks exactly the same and seems to be, you know, the same thing. Why can't they just make it the same way? And yet it's not as good. It's, you know, the metal's not as good. Just whatever. It just doesn't perform as well. Doesn't keep drinks as hot as long or cold as well as long. Interesting stuff. Anyway, that's not a rabbit hole now. So one of the things I want to talk about is the whole demonstration, protest thing that the left just seems to know no ends to their protests, to their violence in their protests that they get away with all the time. Of course they get away with because, you know, they're mostly peaceful. They've burned down, I think they've now firebombed several abortion, they call them anti-choice. Anti-choice now is the new term you're going to hear all the newscasters, because I'm sure that's what polled well. That sounds better than pro-life. We can't call them pro-life. We have to call them anti-choice, because on the left, they are pro-choice. So in other words, pro-life people have to be anti-choice, not pro-life. They're anti-abortion. They're anti-death. That's what they are. But you can't say that. They're anti-choice. This is where we go with this stuff, because it has to be spun to their, you know, to make it sound right. And one of the other things that you'll hear the newscasters say every time they talk about what the SCOTUS did, and by SCOTUS I mean Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, what they did last Friday turned back 50 years of precedence. Well, what about the other 150 years prior to that of precedence, when abortion was not a constitutional right? Now, this is where it gets really crazy on all of this stuff. Is the left's heads are popping off. They're protesting, and all they're doing is yelling and screaming and making noise and saying that the Supreme Court needs to... The Supreme Court is not a representative part of our government. They don't represent anything but the law. They interpret the law, and then it's up to legislators to change that law. Now, here's the problem. They've been talking about, well, we're just going to make it the law of the land. The problem with making Roe v. Wade the law of the land is that Roe v. Wade was not a law. It was a ruling in a court case. Roe v. Wade and the result of the decision on Roe v. Wade established wrongly that there was a right in the Constitution that you could have an abortion. This whole argument comes down to, when does life begin? Because if we can determine when life begins, and as far as the Democrats are concerned, it can happen outside the womb. You can abort a child. This partial birth abortion thing, they, and there are now doctors on the left, leftist radical abortionists, who are talking about complete full 9-month term of births and killing the child after birth, making sure the child is comfortable and we'll just go ahead and put it down or after it's born. This is where we've come now. They're advocating for this. This is the direction we're going in. Make no mistake, this is the direction it's heading. They'll keep going with this stuff. After all, you know, we're overpopulated. Let's do something about population. And the United States can't handle any more people. Well, then why are we letting people across our border? It's just, the whole thing is contradictory to itself and so ridiculous. Their own policies make no sense whatsoever. Now, having said that, the news media is talking about this anti-choice group. Now, what's going to end up happening here is this is where the federal, the Congress and the leftists know, other than people like Maxine Waters and ridiculous individuals like that. I mean, she came out and said, to hell with the Supreme Court, we're going to defy them. Really? Okay. So now you're just going to break the law. You were fine with it when it went your way, and now you're not. Just the ridiculousness of these people is unbelievable. But so we have the issue of they want to do this whole thing under the idea that women's rights now, all women. They're endangering all women. Even your 79-year-old grandmother, she's in danger because she can't have an abortion. This is, abortion rights are affecting all women. I thought men could have babies too. Where are we at with this? This is where they get into contradictory stuff of their own making. They have to be very careful with their language now because of their gender stuff. So we get into this thing, and of course now they're talking about 50 years of precedence. And the problem they're running into, because they've talked about making this the law of the land for a long time now. There's a lot of even abortion, pro-abortion people, or anti-life people. Let's just call them anti-lifers now, since that's the way we're going to do this game. Anti-lifers that are now coming out mad at legislators, the Democrat legislators on the left, because they've had 40 years, 50 years to make this into law, and they haven't done it. And here's the problem that I think some of them realize they know they're going to have here. The problem that they're going to have is that a law that they put into place and then all of a sudden have this issue of someone challenging the law in the Supreme Court and a ruling is made on the actual time when a life begins. And that's what's going to happen. And they know this. Up until now, they've been protected under this phony idea that you have a right to an abortion granted in the Constitution. Do you think that the founders really allowed that that's what their intent was when they put together the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? No, they saw the right to life as a constitutional right. So the question is, when does life begin? Because if life begins at conception, now I make this comment to some people and they just laugh out loud. You actually think that's life? You think life begins at conception? Yeah, that's what I think. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Here's I think this was a question that maybe Michael Knowles came up with on the Daily Wire. How do you know? How sure are you that there's no soul involved I mean, Nancy Pelosi claims to be some great Catholic. She's so such a great Catholic, such a incredible Catholic. She's very, very Catholic. She said she's very Catholic. She still believes in a woman's right to choose. Okay, so, and this is why her bishop, I think, won't allow her to take communion. So, you can be very Catholic. Well, when do you believe life begins? Because that is really at the crux of this issue. Because once life begins, then you have the right to life. The right of that child to live. And of course, well, what about rape and incest? What about it? First of all, that's a disingenuous argument. Because you can ask any single one of them, okay, let's ban all other abortions and we'll only make abortion legal for rape and incest.
No, that's not enough.
Of course, right away, none of them will agree to that. So that's not an issue. They're just bringing that up. However, in my opinion, no. Don't make two bad things out of one bad thing.
Well, you're going to force someone to carry a child?
Look, lots of bad things happen that we have to live with. This is one of those reality of life things. Life is not always fair. But life is still life. It comes down to this whole, the baby is innocent in this thing. That's the point. The baby didn't commit a crime. And it's still a matter of convenience that we're going to let it go. You know, something good can come out of something bad. Maybe one of those children from rape or incest becomes a great brain surgeon, a great leader, a great pastor, an evangelist, whatever it is. But this is where they go with this stuff. And the only argument they have is my body, my choice. And they'll yell and scream, yell and scream, yell and scream, dance around, prance around, make a lot of noise, pound on, and it. Now, you have to understand, most of these protesters, this protest didn't just rise up and spring up from the grassroots. Most of these protesters, most of the people involved in this protest movement that's all of a sudden just sprang up, these people are being paid. This is AstroTurf. These are people who are being mobilized by groups like Jane, whatever that organization I am. So this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with. And they make it, of course, they got the media on their side. So they just play into this whole thing. It is an absolute travesty that our country has gotten to this point. So this is where we are this morning, folks. Now, having said all of that, one thing we can celebrate, there are children who are going to be born who would not have been born because of this ruling of the Supreme Court. Now, here's another thing. Clarence Thomas has had a couple of different rulings, and he is actually challenging. Now, this came out, at first I thought this was kind of a crazy idea, but I believe, I guess they knew something I didn't know. Clarence Thomas, this just tells you that the legal minds behind those on the left understood the faulty, I guess, flimsy grounds that Roe v. Wade stood on. In fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg even made this comment. She may have ended up siding with the others with Alito's ruling on this case. And because she said it's not it's a very delicate and flimsy case. Roe v. Wade was basically tied, was it the 10th Amendment or the 6th Amendment, whatever it was tied to, right to privacy. I have to go back and look at it because I, right now in my head, I'm driving the car and I can't think straight. I got to focus on driving. So I'm just letting my mouth go. I'm just turning my mouth loose to say whatever it wants to say. That's why it's kind of, probably kind of choppy, not making much sense. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in a interview that was, of course, the interview has been edited now since, but she made the comment that Roe v. Wade is not good legislation. It wasn't a good ruling. It was on flimsy grounds, and she knew it. It was very questionable. So how she would have voted in this particular case, I do not know. But the legal minds, even on the left, knew it was on flimsy grounds. They knew this was coming. And now they also know that the right, if you want to call it that, for gay marriage, and what was the other one? There's one other thing that was gay marriage and something else, is not a right that's guaranteed in the Constitution. And that's, here's the problem with this. They want things ensconced in a constitutional right that don't exist. There was a time growing up, I remember when I was a kid, which, you know, wasn't that long ago, really. But the states, actually, there was no, I think all 50 states now have extradition agreements. There was a time when you could be wanted in the state of Indiana and living in Michigan, and they wouldn't extradite you. Until you went into the state of Indiana and got caught there. You know, you could be pulled over for a speeding ticket in California, and you wouldn't be extradited to Indiana. I believe now, if you have a warrant out in Indiana and you get pulled over for a speeding ticket in California, they can actually arrest you on the spot in California. I think all 50 states are that way now. I believe, I'm not positive of that. But so many things that used to be state law now are all federal law anyway, so you'd be charged regardless. But the now, so things have changed. That's when the states had a lot more rights than they do now. It's the Constitution basically wanted to guarantee your constitutional rights, your Bill of Rights. And they would go to bat, like if a state tried to take that away from you, the federal government was there to protect you for those rights, not to give you more rights. This is where the federal government and the Congress has decided to step in and pretend like they're the ones who gave you these rights, and we're going to give you more rights. In fact, when Obamacare was passed, very famously now, infamously, this one congressman or senator, I don't know what he was on the left. Of all the rights that this Congress has granted, this is one of the most important rights we've ever established. No, you never established rights for us. You just make laws and rules, and it's all you do, and some of them are unconstitutional. We were born with our rights. But they like to think that they're the ones who've given us our rights, and they're protecting our rights. They're not protecting any rights. In fact, they're by doing things like that, you're taking our rights away. And they don't see it that way. They think that they're giving us something, but they're not. Because you're taking from one person and giving something to another doesn't mean you're protecting our rights. You're not protecting some people. You're protecting some people's rights. You're giving some people special rights. But by doing that, you're taking away, you're diminishing someone else's rights. I think JFK understood that pretty well. Old school Democrats who basically don't exist anymore. I don't know if there are any out there, but if they understood where the Democrat Party is coming from, they would understand that they're no longer Democrats. Their party has left them. Now, there's people, of course, on the left, they would say that the Republicans have left it, which they probably have. The conservative movement, the Republicans, the establishment Republicans are not conservative. At all. They are probably closer to old school Democrats than they are to the Reagan era, Reagan-esque small government, conservative government Republicans. But of course, the name, the label conservative gets thrown around willy-nilly. They just think that because they're Republican, because they are caucused with the Republican Party, that they are automatically can call themselves conservatives, which is not the case, by the way. And some people try to make the distinction, and they're still not. But Sean Hannity calls himself a conservative. I'm registered as a conservative. I'm not registered as a Republican. Sorry, Sean. You are conservative in name. Well, you're a Chino. So, and I, as I go through all of this stuff and in my head, see all this happening, we come to a point in our society where the left is claiming we are bringing down upon us a civil war. Well, it's a civil war that only they're going to fight. Okay, all of a sudden, you guys are threatening civil war. You don't see the people on the right threatening civil war here. Now, I think we're headed for one. I'm not advocating for it. I think it would be very messy, and it would destroy us as a country. What we need is a leader that can unify us. I don't know. I think Trump did a great job economically, and in some ways did a great job bringing back this understanding of what patriotism is and what being, you know, respectful to the country is. You don't hear people on the left saying they love this country. You don't hear that at all. Now, whether or not Trump was saying that because he meant it, or I think he really does. But I also, I don't think anybody on the left will even say that. They want to reform the country. When Obama made his speech, we're going to fundamentally change the country. Fundamentally, that means from its foundation. We're going to change the foundational principles of this country. Not restore them. Not even redefine them. Just completely change them. This is the way the leftists think. Because the reason is because they hate the country. Now you see, they can't see anything good in what the founders did because the founders were slave owners or whatever they had, whatever the problem was. Therefore, anything they did is criminal. Now, who does that remind you of? Anything Trump did in office to bring about a good economy, they had to reverse all the things that Trump did because everything the guy did was wrong because he was Trump. That's the only reason it was wrong is just because it was Trump. So he reversed all those policies and see what we get for an economy. And it was all out of spite. This is what they're doing with the country and the founders. Well, the founders were slave owners, so anything that they said or did, or any of the principles that they had, obviously we have to push back. We have to nullify, change. Has to be changed just out of spite, just because it is. I've seen this happen in many different organizations, even especially religious organizations. For example, I saw a church start up one time. And they kind of wanted to be the anti-church church. In other words, they didn't want to be like every other church. So everything they did had to be different. We're not going to do it this way because that's the way all the other churches do. So we're not going to do it that way. Okay, well, here's the problem with that. Now you're being manipulated. You're basically establishing yourself and being influenced by what the church does. Now you're just being the anti-church and doing everything that the other churches don't do. Well, they do it this way, so we have to do it this way. Because it's different. And now all of a sudden, the way they're doing it becomes your roadmap for why you're the only reason you're doing it the way you're doing it. You see what I'm saying? It's not, I can't see what I'm saying. Maybe you can hear what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. Now you're being completely, you're not listening to God and asking God how you want to do your church. You're doing it based on being the opposite of what everybody else has done. This is not a way to live your life. This happens most generally with children. Well, my parents always did this, and I vowed I would never do this because they always did it this way. I'm not going to do it that way because I'm just not going to do it that way. Because my parents always did it that way, I'm not going to do it that way. It's kind of the same kind of mentality. That's why things typically will sometimes skip a generation. Because the grandkids will look at grandpa and say, oh, you know what? That's pretty cool. I have a lot of respect. I like the way he does that. My parents won't do it that way at all. But he doesn't. It seems to be working pretty well. But that's what ends up happening with some of this stuff. A speed bump. I go through a lot of construction here, and they always take you through. You know, they'll change lanes, they'll shift the lanes over. Of course, they don't stop the rumble strips. They don't patch those over while you're driving on it. So everybody, so the rumble strips are there. So that's always pleasant. But I digress. I'll call Pete Buttigieg later about that. See what he can do about it, because you know his flight canceled the other day, and he had to drive somewhere. So now all of a sudden, it affected him personally. Now all of a sudden, he's all upset. He's going to go off after the airlines now because his flight got canceled. Because by golly, you don't do that to one of the elitists, to one of the oligarchs now, up-and-coming oligarch. That's some chai right there. That's just some chai. Still hot, by the way. Still well warm. It's not like blistering hot, it's just warm. So that's where we are at today, folks. We kind of have this situation that is just very crazy. And I want to go through this speech but I can't play it right now. So hopefully later today, actually this evening, I'm going to have a podcast. I'm now the next couple days I'll be able to have pretty early podcasts in the morning, and my goal is to have it put out there fairly early, just so that I can. I had a guy that's like 2 feet away from my bumper, and that's not cool. So I have want to put out a podcast this evening. It may be a live. If I can get it done, it's going to be kind of late in the evening this evening. By the time I get it done, because I'm where I'm driving to. I got to do about 6 hours of work. Once I get there, it's going to be 4 hours till I get there. So, granted, it's going to be fairly late this evening by the time I actually get to be able to do this podcast. But I want to do it fairly, and then I want to do an early morning. What I really should have done is stayed up late last night and just finished the podcast and put everything in the way I wanted and just had it published this morning. That just didn't happen. So I'm going to do what I can to get this put out this morning. I'll see what I can do with it. I might be able to make it happen. We'll just see. And in the meantime, I think that's going to be the show this morning. But we will analyze Joe Biden's speech this evening. And I think that you're going to see kind of the epitome of what the left is all about and some of the issues that they have. And I'll kind of reiterate some of the things I've said up till now, so we can kind of review some of those things and go over those things. The good news is, and this is the best news of all, Roe v. Wade has been overturned. I don't believe that will ever change. Now that has been established and the court has ruled on it, they have to go by precedent. Now, if the left in the next few months decides that they are going to, quote, pack the court, they're going to start putting, they might go from 9 judges to 13 or 17 or 15. Again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the darling child on the left, was also against that as well. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, they don't like her. All of a sudden, they don't like Ruth RBG, whatever you're going to call her. I guess Steven Crowder doesn't like people calling her RBG. She's not a rap artist. Well, JFK wasn't either. Neither was LBJ. So I don't know why all of a sudden calling somebody by, you know, like MTG, OAC, or AOC, whatever her name is. All of a sudden that makes you a rap artist all of a sudden. Now, AOC thinks she is one, and she has what a ridiculous person she is. I'm sorry, but the one lady who's running for governor, Stacey Abrams, she made a comment that, well, she can't decide for other people what they need. If you can't, she has no experience and she can't decide for what other people what she needs. She said, I'm not that person's physician. I can't tell you what they need. That wasn't the case when you're mandating vaccines. And all of a sudden you say you have no experience and you can't tell what other people need, then maybe you should be in public service, quote, public service, leadership, be governing a state if you have no experience and can't tell what people need. Now, of course, there were the haters that came back on comments. I made this comment on an interview that she had, she wouldn't answer questions. They kept saying, well, when does life begin? Well, that's not for me to determine. I'm not a doctor. That's up to the woman and her doctor. No, that. In other words, up to nine. And of course, by the end of the interview, the lady was finally saying, "So you think up until 9 months, that the child can be aborted?" That's not for me to decide. She wouldn't make a statement. By not making the statement, you've made your statement. You believe that a child should be able to be aborted up until 9 months. Until right before they exit the womb. Because they're not a child until they exit the womb. And in fact, some people say that they're not even a child ever after they exit the womb because they're not viable. They can't survive on their own. I know a lot of leftists. I know a lot of people who can't survive on their own. A lot of them. Most people can't survive on their own. All of a sudden, everybody was gone. Except for you, you can probably survive for a while. At some point, you're going to have a hard time. No electricity. All the food, you know, wears out. Goes bad. 5 years from now, and all the Twinkies are, you know, sell-by dates are gone. Throw you out in the middle of the woods with nobody around for miles and miles and miles and miles. You probably won't make it. Does that make you non-viable, a non-viable individual? Know what that is? Anyway. They would argue yes. So, folks, we have a reason to celebrate. We can celebrate life today. It's a serious thing. It's a good thing. We also have some decisions on gun control, on gun rights, which that's making the left's heads pop off as well. Again, Clarence Thomas is kind of in the center of that whole thing. You know, the black man on the court, the leftists have to go after him. Only because he's a conservative. But, you know, we can just scream racist because that's what they are. So we'll see what happens here in the next month or so as the protests continue. I'm extremely concerned about Clarence Thomas's life right now. His life and his wife, by the way. They hate his wife. He's married to a white woman. I'm extremely concerned that they may try to pull something with Clarence Thomas in the next couple of years, because they want the opportunity to replace him. And I guarantee you it will be a radical leftist judge who is an activist. But I digress. I've talked enough. I'm almost to Chicago in the time I've been talking. So once again, thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for taking the time to hear my thoughts this morning and find out what's in my cup. Again, I'll try to have a live broadcast. It may be a short one, but I'm going to try to have a live broadcast this evening. I'm not sure how much interaction I'll be able to do with. It's really difficult to record and to do my show and keep my thoughts straight and respond to individuals on the show, unless I get into a conversation with someone on the show that I can actually, like if I had callers, which I may eventually start doing. I might actually start the call-in program thing, but that's probably not going to happen until I quit this particular job that I'm, the side gig I've got going on right now where I have to travel so much. I can set up my studio and start doing live broadcasts with callers and get, I almost have to have a call screener or an engineer that can actually work behind the scenes, because this is just very difficult to do and be able to take calls. Anthony Brian Logan does an excellent job of it. I think he's a sole operator and does an excellent job of it. I'm unable to do that just because I can't. I'm like the Ed Sullivan guy, spins the plates on top of the sticks. I can't keep all the plates. All the plates would fall down. I might be able to keep one plate spinning, maybe two. But any more than that, and it's a lost cause. Once again, thanks for being with us this morning, folks. With me. Thanks for being with me this morning. Thanks for listening. Thanks for praying for the nation, praying for our leaders. It's obviously our prayers that have won the day in this situation. So we want to continue to press in. We know that God's still on the throne. And we will we'll keep believing that. Because it's true. That's why we believe it. Once again, folks, all the best. God bless. Have a great day.